Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app.
Man stands tall in the face of adversity.
But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
A man who rises above the ashes of hot takes.
What do you care what they say?
Easy for you to say they don't love you.
It's just noise, man. You're really good at it. You might be great.
That man is Nick Kostos. And this is You Better You Bet.
If loving sports is wrong, I don't want to be right.
Where narratives are challenged and the truth is spoken.
I told you what was going to happen last week. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
This isn't talk, it's perspective.
It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Yours, this is You Better Bet Yet with Nick Kostos on Westwood One Sports, as we bring you the fastest show in all of sports, coming to you live from Radio Row. Got some double audio in my ear, guys. I'm just gonna take the heads. We good now? Good? Okay. Coming to you live from Radio Row, Day 3, San Francisco, California, the site of Super Bowl 60, and we have an amazing show coming your way. The show presented today and always by our friends at BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. The world of sports alive on this Wednesday. The guests are insane and are going to be insane as we move forward this week. Today on the show, Scott Hansen, the host of NFL Red Zone. He is absolutely the best. Danny Parkins, Fox Sports. Robert Mays, host of The Athletic Football Show. Nate Tice from Yahoo Sports. NFL great Sean Merriman, and more over the course of the next 3 hours here on this Wednesday. And the guest parade is going to start coming up in a little bit here in the first hour of today's show. 6:02 a.m. local time in the Bay Area. But we need to begin the show with everything that happened yesterday in the NBA after we went off the air. And I think the first trade, which was the Jaren Jackson trade from Memphis to Utah, happened shortly after we went off the air. Got a text from Tyler Morales on our show crew saying, man, I wish this had happened on the air. I don't. So we had like 9 guests on. Been like, hey, really important guests, like chill out. Let me give you my opinion on how Jaren Jackson Jr. fits next to Lauri Markkanen in the Utah Jazz front court. So happy all that stuff happened after we went off the air yesterday. We will get to all the trades here to open up the show. And we actually have a delicious bit of irony, because tonight in the NBA, we have the Los Angeles Clippers hosting the Cleveland Cavaliers. I went to Basketball Monster, which is the website I use to, like, I've talked about it on the show before. It's a great website to track who's playing in games, who's not playing. If you want to, you know, play fantasy, make bets on the NBA, it's kind of an invaluable tool. And I'm looking at it like 20 minutes ago, and I see that James Harden is doubtful for tonight. I'm like, doubtful? Like, he just got traded. Like, he's not on the Clippers anymore. And then I realized that the Cavs are in LA tonight against the Clippers, and he just got traded yesterday to the Cleveland Cavaliers. I doubt James Harden's playing tonight, obviously, but still, like, how funny is that? James Harden on the Cleveland Cavaliers now tonight at the LA Clippers. And I love this trade for both teams. I think it's a really good trade for both teams. For the LA Clippers, to be able to acquire a point guard who's 10 years younger than James Harden in Darius Garland and pick up a second-round pick in the process is something that I think is really awesome for the Los Angeles Clippers. And yes, like, LA was on a nice run after the brutal start to the season at 6-21 and had worked their way back into the play-in. This is not a team that was going to compete for a championship. And I told you that yesterday. You know, 6.5 games out of the 6th seed, very likely to be a play-in, which means even if you win the play-in games, you're likely getting sacrificed in the first round at the altar of either the Oklahoma City Thunder or the Denver Nuggets. So I actually think this makes sense from a Clippers perspective, and Garland is a really young piece, obviously, and when he's healthy, he's awesome. It's just, can he be available? And if he can be, I like this moving forward for the LA Clippers. And I think this kind of unofficially marks the end of the Kawhi Leonard era in LA with the Clippers. And I don't blame the Clippers for going for it, right, with Kawhi and with Paul George. Obviously, the Paul George trade turned out to be an epic disaster and has loaded up Oklahoma City for bear to maybe be a dynasty in the NBA, the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander trade. I don't blame the Clippers for going for it, trying to get out of the Lakers' shadow in Los Angeles, but clearly it didn't work. And with James Harden now going to Cleveland, it feels like this probably unofficially the end of the LA Clippers' aspirations of winning an NBA championship. Now, as far as the Cleveland Cavaliers go, I totally get this from their perspective. What they need right now, the biggest ability for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the one that's the most important for them, is availability. And Darius Garland has been unavailable. And I think the Cavs correctly look at the landscape in the NBA's Eastern Conference and see a ton of opportunity, where the Boston Celtics, who don't have Jason Tatum right now, are among the favorites. And the New York Knicks at the top of the list. And the Knicks have been a good team this year, but last night's win notwithstanding, have been pretty inconsistent. And the Pistons are, you know, the best team record-wise, but the Pistons probably feel like they're a year away from truly competing for a championship. So I think Cleveland's kind of feeling it right now. Like, this is our opportunity. We can strike while the iron's hot. We can actually compete right now to win the Eastern Conference. We can maybe get to an NBA Finals. That's eluded them, obviously, in the Donovan Mitchell era. And now that James Harden joins the team, obviously, I think people will point to and look at his failures in the postseason throughout his career. And I kind of bristle when people will use the word narrative to describe James Harden's playoff failures. It's not a narrative. Like, these are facts. Like, it has happened enough times now where you can say, this is probably what it's going to be for James Harden. The way I think it can work in terms of the Cavs winning the Eastern Conference this year and at least getting to the NBA Finals is if Harden kind of accepts his role as a facilitator. Like, Donovan Mitchell's going to be the leading man on this team. Mitchell's going to be the one iso ball who's going to be scoring in the clutch. And it's going to be up to Harden to be a secondary scorer. And we'll see if Cleveland has any moves up its sleeve as we approach the deadline, right? Like, we'll see what happens with Jared Allen. Can Harden get Evan Mobley more involved on offense? Get Jared Allen more involved on offense? And Harden doesn't have to be the first banana. He doesn't even have to be the second banana. And I think a lot of people, and I understand why, will say, this can't work. And the Cavs can't get to an NBA Finals because James Harden can't perform in the playoffs. And I don't know if that's going to be true. Because James Harden, what's going to be asked of him, is not what it's been asked of him in the past. So I'm a little more optimistic and a little more bullish on this than a lot of people are. So I like this trade for Cleveland, and I like it for the LA Clippers. The old win-win, the rare win-win when we talk about trades in the NBA or in any sports. So that is the first trade we have to discuss. Let's talk about Jaren Jackson Jr. from Memphis going to Utah for 3 future unprotected first-round picks. For Memphis, this absolutely had to happen and feels like this is the first of 2 moves that need to be made before the deadline tomorrow, the other obviously being trading Ja Morant. And think about what we said on this show in the wake of Ja kind of feuding with Tomas Isolo, the head coach of the Memphis Grizzlies. And what I said on this show was, if you're Memphis and you have to pick between Isolo and Ja Morant, and it sounds crazy, right, because Ja's the franchise player and a star player, and this is a young, unproven coach, you have to take the coach. Like, they're all in on this coach, they're all in on this philosophy, and Ja has kind of blown his opportunity. Why would you stick with Ja Morant? They've never gotten past the second round. So I thought, and I said this a couple months ago, that the Desmond Bane trade this offseason to Orlando for a bevy of first-round picks, that was a half measure, as Mike Ehrmantraut would say in Breaking Bad. It was a half measure. If you're going to trade Desmond Bane, what you're saying is like, you're not going to win. So why not get rid of Ja Morant, and why sign Jaren Jackson Jr. to an extension? So for Memphis now, with 13 first-round picks over the course of the next 7 years, and a couple good young players, Cedric Howard's good, we'll see what Zach Edey can be, I think this is a good piece of business by the Memphis Grizzlies. You're never winning with Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja Morant as your 2 stars, so why try to? Get the assets that you can. I like this a lot for Memphis. And for Utah and Danny Ainge and Will Hardy, it feels like, and we saw this in Boston, right, with Ainge, where, like, when's he gonna pull the trigger? When's he gonna put his foot down on the accelerator? It feels like he did that to a degree here by bringing Jaren Jackson Jr. in. Now, it's not a play for this year, obviously, for Utah. But next year, when Walker Kessler is back healthy, you can actually rebound the basketball, because, you know, Jaren Jackson Jr. and Lauri Markkanen are not the best rebounders of the ball. So now you have Kessler and Jaren Jackson Jr. and Lauri Markkanen. Keontae George is emerging as a star. You have Ace Bailey, obviously, who, like, I think a lot of people have high hopes for. And they have their first-round pick in this draft, and you know they're going to start shutting guys down to try and get a top pick. I like this for Utah. So we have 2 trades, the first 2 trades that we're discussing here as we approach the deadline, that I think are win-wins for both teams. So I like it for Utah, and I like it for Memphis. And I also like the Nikola Vucevic trade for Boston, and I like it for Chicago. Now, I don't have to bore you, the audience, with the financial flexibility that the Celtics are gaining here as a result of this trade, getting out of the first apron. But it's a good piece of business for Boston to acquire another player in the front court. And the Celtics get Jason Tatum back, and we'll see about that, can absolutely win the Eastern Conference. And now you add Vooch to the roster. I like it for Boston. And the trades that we've seen Chicago make over the last course of the last couple of days here, whether it's acquiring Jaden Ivey, making this deal, and I think we'll see more deals because there's a glut of players in the backcourt now, most notably, I believe, Coby White. It feels like to me the Chicago Bulls have finally gotten tired of 40-42, of making the play-in, and maybe you get in as the 8 seed and you get wiped off the face of the earth, or maybe you don't even get out of the play-in. So for me, if I'm a Bulls fan, I think you look at this with some optimism, trying to do something different because the status quo simply isn't working for Chicago with the Bulls. So I dig it from a Bulls perspective, dig it from a Celtics perspective as well. Last note here in the opening segment. We don't know what's going to happen with Giannis. Friend of the show, Zach Harper, said on SiriusXM NBA Radio yesterday that people are telling him the summer is more likely for Giannis. We will see ahead of tomorrow. And what I found interesting was we got that report. And then after Golden State's loss last night to the Knicks, Draymond Green speaking postgame, basically saying, if this is it for me in Golden State, what a run it's been. I thought he was actually really mature with those comments. And it would seem to indicate that Draymond believes he's going to get traded. And if it's not for Giannis, what's that trade going to be? Like a fascinating, I don't even know if it's a subplot. It might be the main plot if Giannis isn't going to get dealt. So I still think we're going to have some surprises as we approach the NBA trade deadline coming up tomorrow. We're just getting started here Wednesday, day 3, Radio Row in San Francisco, California. Who's coming up next here, Bill? Oh, Rob, this is going to be awesome. Robert Mays, host of the Athletic Football Show, one of my absolute favorites. Great conversation coming up about his career, that show, and Super Bowl 60, and the Giants hiring Matt Nagy as their offensive coordinator. Robert Mays from the Athletic joins Nick Costos next on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
You're talking Super Bowl this week, and we're living it live from San Francisco, grabbing the stories, the guests, and the moments that matter on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Let's go!
You've still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
The following is sponsored by Bid My Listing.
Selling your home with Ready, R-E-D-Y, real estate agents will pay you up front for your listing, just for a chance to sell your home. Why would they pay to be your agent? Well, your listing is really valuable. So if an agent is smart, they'll go on Ready and offer you cash up front to get it. And you do want a smart agent, right? Call 888-545-READY, 888-545-READY.
You've still got it, but your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
591-32.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned, accessible homes and vehicles, and access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008 with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
This is You Better You Bet, live from San Francisco on Westwood One Sports. Here's your host, Nick Costos.
You Better You Bet, Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos here with you, San Francisco, California, the site. Technically Santa Clara.
Yeah, we're in San Francisco now.
Yeah, yeah. That's Super Bowl in Santa Clara, but Radio Row, thank God, in San Francisco and not Santa Clara. No offense. Presented by BetMGM. My guess at this time, the first time that we've ever spoken on or off air, I am very pleased to welcome to You Better You Bet, and I said this to him, and it's the truth. Now, Robert Mays is with us, host of the Athletic Football Show. I am a gigantic sports fan, as our audience knows. I purposefully do not listen or watch a ton of sports content outside of games because I want my stuff to be my stuff.
Sure.
One of the only shows that I consume on a regular basis is the Athletic Football Show with Robert Mays, Derek Klassen, and Dave Hellman. You guys do such an unbelievable job. And what I said to you off air, I'll say it on air, kind of like seeing everything on field, salary cap, draft, coaching staff. I didn't know who Clayton Adams was until you talked about him. just as one example. So I am a huge fan of you and your show. It's great to have you here on You Better You Bet. How's it going? Happy Super Bowl week.
It's great to be here. I sincerely appreciate having me, and I'm incredibly flattered that I understand exactly that, where you're making content all the time. You don't always have the most time to consume other people's. And so the fact that we kind of fill that very small sliver for you means a lot.
Do you feel like when you're doing that show, like, that you're nailing it the way that, like, I think a lot of your listeners
No.
do, or the way that I do?
No.
I see, I find that to be, I think that's so interesting, like, personality-wise, right? Because I'll be honest, I'm really critical of myself and my show, right? I think most of the time we do a really good job. And I walk away from a lot of shows being like, man, like, I nailed it today. And I'm pretty honest. If not, and like my producer will tell you, I'll call him and be like, we suck today. What can we do better? How is it possible that you don't think you guys are killing it? Because it's so obvious to me that you are.
I just think there's always a better version of it. There's always something you could do a little bit differently. I think that you watch something, and I don't listen to a lot of stuff all the way through now, again, just because of bandwidth issues, but you'll see somebody make a point about something, about a subject that you were covering, and you're like, oh man, we kind of missed that angle on it. Like, to me, there's just so much stuff out there, you always feel compelled to be doing things in a little bit clearer or a little bit more interesting of a way. And so I think that there's just like a consistent need to reach a standard that I don't know, I don't always feel that we do. And I think that's a hard way to move through the world because you're very rarely satisfied with everything that's going on. But I think ultimately it serves the quality of the show over time.
I want to ask you now, I wasn't going to bring this up, but something you just said in that answer, kind of like if I'm thinking of like samurai movie, right? Like act three, the cost of greatness. And kind of like, because I kind of feel this way a little bit, right? The toll that can kind of take on your personal life when you're so ensconced in this needs to be great. And I'll be like, your show is great. And you'll walk away sometimes feeling like, oh, like, we missed it. And I think what can get lost sometimes with the audience, and it's not a negative to the audience, is don't understand the toll that that can take kind of. Is that fair to say? Like, that takes a personal toll on me, at least. Would you say it's kind of the same for you?
I think in some ways, yes. I think that, I mean, this is an intense conversation in the sense that, like, there's a lot to dig into here.
Yeah. We will talk football.
No, I like it. I like it a lot. I think that there are locus of control is like an idea where if you have an internal or an external locus of control. So what can you control and what are the things that motivate you? And I think that I've had, weirdly, not to name drop, but I've had a very similar like conversation about this with like Sean McVay. Right, like when Sean was young.
That was a nice little sneak in there. That's pretty cool.
He and I have done conversations on the show. People can listen to them. He and I did like a very long podcast a couple years ago, and we talked about this exact idea where it was like, okay, if you are motivated by things outside of your own personal standards, if you're motivated by whether you win on Sunday, if that is where you find value and whether you find your self-worth, the success that you're having with outward things, eventually that's going to be something that runs out.
Because he won the Super Bowl and felt like he wasn't satisfied afterwards.
Correct.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's how I was when I was young, where I'd be looking at, am I as successful as everybody else? Am I doing as much as everybody else does? And there are some things in my personal life that I think led me to this place. But now I'm at a point where I don't really look at what other people are doing. Like, I don't feel competitive with other shows or other football content products, because I think that there's not a lot. It doesn't serve me to think that way. When I look at it, all I'm really trying to do every day is the best version of what I can do. And I think if we do that, and I've always said that the show that we do is driven by two things. It's a combination of the things that we're excited about and the things that we're curious about. And if I'm doing the best version of a show that is rooted in those two ideas, and I'm meeting my own standard every day, that's enough for me. That's all I have to do. I just don't think I reach that standard very often.
You do. And like, I love that you have that attitude, but you absolutely do. It's like Bill Walsh said, like, the score takes care of itself if you do all the things that need to be done.
You can only do what you can do, right? It's just like, if I put in everything, and listen, there are times where I know I didn't, right? Like, there are times where, like, that was a 7 today. And if I'm constantly hitting, like, a 9, that's all that really matters to me. I think that's the goal.
Tell me about Robert Mays's football life. Because I think this stuff's so interesting, man. Like, I love the NFL. It's been, like, my favorite thing, like, based since I was a little boy. Tell me about your football life, kind of, like, how, like, your love of the game shaped you to where you are now. I'll say it so you don't have to. One of the preeminent voices covering the National Football
League. I appreciate that.
It's the truth. It's not even, like, it's not blowing smoke.
My history with the game is deep. I mean, it was, football was life when I was a kid. You know, I grew up in Chicago, in the Chicagoland area. On Sundays at noon.
And how old are you, just for reference for our
audience? I'm 38.
Okay. So you weren't there for 85.
I was not there for 85. Yeah. So like my earliest football
memory.
My
producer Bill is 50. He was there for 85.
We went to the same high school. Yeah. So we're from the same
He's
area
like
outside of Chicago.
He's 20 years older than you.
But it's so I grew up. So like when I the first like football memories I have watching Bears games are like 93, 94, like Eric Kramer.
Era Bears. Yeah.
And so that was on Sunday. Fox game was on at noon. In our living room, my grandparents would come over, bring like a huge spread of like Italian cold cuts.
Yeah.
We'd just make sandwiches and we'd sit in front of the TV. And so that was early on. And then we got season tickets. My dad got through work in like maybe like 96, 97. And so we would pick out probably 4-ish games to go to every year, just me and him. And so I grew up black and blue, NFC North. I had like a weird dalliance with the Bucks at that time.
Oh, okay.
I was a kid, right? And so like the Bucks just changed their uniforms. It was like the 98, 99
Bucks. And Dungy got hired in 96, so they started to get good.
They were a very cool team, and so I was obsessed with football for a very young age. I started playing when I was 12 and then played all the way through high school. It was my entire life when I was in high school. It was my entire identity, my entire existence. Didn't end up wanting to play in college. Really wanted to just like focus on being a student, and I went to Mizzou, did journalism. Had like kind of a winding path through that, but then when I eventually decided I wanted to write about sports professionally, I got a job at Grantland when I was young. I was 23, and it just kind of happened that.
How did that happen? Just so people know, when Robert said, and I actually don't know if this is true, I'm assuming I could be wrong. When you say I got a job at Grantland, what you mean to say is Bill Simmons hired you.
Yes.
How does that happen?
I was the sports intern at the Boston Globe my summer out of college. And so my second day at the Globe was the NBA Finals game. The Celtics were playing the Lakers in the finals. And
the time they beat them, they lost in 10, they won in 08. Yeah,
in 2010. Yeah. So I was walking around the garden before the game and saw Bill. And Bill is the reason I wanted to be a sports writer.
It's how funny is that, because we're around the same age, and like I ESPN page 2 is like a relic
that
of
was
the past.
It. That was
Absolutely.
It. I mean, it was like
Scoop Jackson.
That was when I was like 14, 15 years old.
Yep.
So I was reading Bill, just reading like the running diaries and like the GM summit and just like the Vegas stuff. And I was like, it's crazy that you can get paid to write about sports like this. And so he really kind of shaped really my desire to do it professionally. And so I met him and just introduced myself and said hello. And, you know, we just kind of exchanged pleasantries and, you know, I got his email. And so that was, I thought that was it. And so I sent him an email that night, just like, I'm so glad. It was so nice to meet you. I really appreciate your time, everything else. And about 2 months later, I wrote what was kind of my biggest story at the Globe that summer. And he tweeted a link to the story. And I emailed him saying, thank you. And he had already emailed me on my Boston Globe email account. And it was essentially, that was a good story today. When is your internship over? I have a job for you.
Wow.
And so that was it.
When you saw that email, like what emotions run through your mind?
Well, the funniest part about it is I didn't have remote access to my email. And so I had to drive to the Globe office.
Oh my God.
To read the email. And it changed my life. I mean, it changed my life. And at that point, Grantland was like barely an idea. You know, this was the summer of 2010.
Yeah.
We wouldn't launch it until June 2011. And so I was kind of the first person hired to work there.
So I think what's fascinating, right, is at this point, you're a sports writer, right? For people that have not listened, and you should listen to the Athletic Football Show, you have, in addition to like an incredible, an encyclopedic knowledge of every roster and every coaching staff, you know, you understand the schematics of what teams are running. Like, I don't watch football on that level where I can say this team's running a cover six or this team. I don't watch football like that. You do. And you have a great ability to distill that down so people like me can hear it and say, this is unbelievable. When did you get into that part of consuming football?
It was early. I mean, when I was covering the sport for Grantland in 2011, 2012, it was awesome because Bill Barnwell was like the main football writer at Grantland at the time. And Bill and I still, we did a podcast together for years. He's a very close friend of mine. I love him dearly. But one of my favorite parts about working with Barnwell is he is prolific. Like the production that he has is incredible. And so he would essentially do the job of two main football writers where he would cover the sport in the, I was going to say like accessible way, but like that's not really true because his stuff is very deep. But his ability to do this is the Sunday recap. Right, like here is what happened on Sunday. He handled all that. And so I was able to kind of do weirder things. I was able to kind of like dive deep on things and really get into the granularity of it. And at the time, and this is like really getting into it, all 22 access on like NFL Game Pass in like 2011 was better than it is now.
Yeah.
And so you were really able to watch the film in a way that was very seamless and very easy. And so I think that the year where that really changed is I remember watching the Texans in 2012. When J.J. Watt like really ascended.
Well, we want defensive player of the year.
It was when he really became like a superstar level player. And I remember watching like all 22 Texans games in 2012, like learning about the league, talking about the league. And I think that was kind of the moment where I was like, all right, I'm trying to understand the game on this level and really get into like why it's working, why it's not. And I remember I did a series for Grantland at that time where we like, it was called the All 22 All-Stars. And it was essentially like mini profiles.
Yeah.
Of guys who may not be superstars, but they're really good players, like Jarrell Casey, Muhammad Wilkerson,
defensive tackles,
where like maybe you don't really appreciate what they're providing to the game unless you're watching it from that level. And so I think that was kind of the entry point to wanting to talk and think about the sport that way.
I guess like we should probably talk some football now, and you've been very generous with your time already. You better, you bet. Westwood One Sports, Nick Costos, joined by Robert Mays, host of the Athletic Football Show. The show is incredible. If you love football, subscribe to it. Follow him on Twitter at Robert Mays. So this will be a fun question for you. Now, the way you described yourself, I'm a couple years older than you, is me as a Giants fan. So first year I watched the NFL is 1990. I see my team win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Watching games with my dad and my grandfather, right? So I would say as time has gone on, and I only say this because I listen to the show, I feel like you're a bigger Bears fan than I am a Giants fan now, and I would love to kind of recapture that a little bit. So anyway, the Giants hire John Harbaugh, right? And I say on the show, I'm really into this hire, but I want to know who the offensive coordinator is, right? And I think it's going to be Todd Monken, and I'm fired up, and I hate the Browns now because of this, right? So it comes down on Tuesday, that the Giants hire Matt Nagy, who's one of your former coaches with the Bears. And I think I'm devastated by this. What is your opinion of Matt Nagy hired by the Giants to run the offense?
I think it's pretty underwhelming. I just think that if you look at, I don't understand why Matt Nagy was the second choice. Like, if you're going to miss out on Todd Monken, I just thought that John Harbaugh, being somebody who's been in the league for as long as he has, the Rolodex of like interesting options would be longer than that. Like, I think that Todd Monken's done a really, really good job with the Ravens. I just think that the version of the offense Matt Nagy wants to run, at first glance, I think it makes sense with Jackson Dart, right? It's going to be gun heavy. It's going to be RPO heavy. That's fine. I just don't think that Matt Nagy is a very good problem solver as an offensive coordinator. Like, I think that the moment you get one layer deeper than that initial cell,
it
worries me.
Yeah, I'm a little worried. What do you think we see coming up in Super Bowl 60 with the Patriots and the Seahawks?
It's funny. I was talking about this earlier today, like my process of how I was kind of consuming and thinking about the game itself. And when I first thought about the matchup, I was like, the Seahawks are a much better team. And then I saw the line and I was like, this is lower than I thought it was going to be. And what am I missing about this? And so I just started thinking about the different versions of the game that could be a 4-point game. And so, and I can see that, right? I can see a version of the game that is a 23-19
win. How do you think that happens? And, like, I love asking you this question because you're going to, like, I'm looking forward to the answer.
I think that the Patriots' defense, both structurally and the quality we've seen from them recently, is good enough and positioned well enough to give Seattle problems. I think that there is a version of this game where Sam Darnold turns the ball over twice and gets sacked four times.
And no one would be so. What I've said is, if he turns into Kerry Collins from Super Bowl 35, like, will anyone really be shocked? I'm not saying that's going to happen, but it's in the range of outcomes.
I think that he has played really good football for most of this year, but he is somebody that will turn the ball over, and I think that that's okay. Like, this idea that turnovers are the worst thing you can do as a quarterback, the great moments you get from him are driven in part by the fact that every once in a while he's going to turn the ball over. And so I think it's just part of, it's the cost of doing business when Sam Darnold is your quarterback and you're allowing him to play at a high level. You're going to have opportunities, and there are going to be opportunities for the other team for them to have two or three devastating low light moments that kind of change the course of the game. And I think that's the version of it where the Patriots are in, where they can kind of muck it up and it can be a low scoring game on both sides.
Seahawks win a close game in your estimation to give you the opportunity to change your mind.
I honestly think they win, and I think they, to me, I think they win pretty convincingly.
Seattle does.
Yes. I think if Seattle won this game 24-16 or 27-16, I could see that happening. Like, I just think that top to bottom, Seattle is a much better team than the Patriots. Again, that's just what I come down to. I think that this season has been strange, right? Like, the mainstays and the blue bloods haven't been a part of the playoffs the way that we're used to. And I think in a lot of ways that's warped the way that we talk and think about these teams. The Patriots being in the Super Bowl is surprising. Like, the Patriots are not the type of team that typically gets to the Super Bowl. The Seahawks are.
Yeah.
Like, top to bottom, the Seahawks are a really, really good team. If you look at the advanced metrics, like, they're one of the best teams in the history of DVOA. Like, they are a very, very good football team top to bottom. And just because the Darnold of it all and the Seahawks as a whole kind of snuck up on us on a little bit, I think that overall people aren't fully appreciating the quality of the team that we're talking about. And I think that may be bleeding into the expectations people have about the game.
Where's this sweater from?
Drake's.
So let me tell you something. Are you familiar with the brand Emilian Dior?
No.
So I'm a Greek guy from Queens, New York, founded by Teddy Santis, this Greek guy from Queens, New York. I love the brand. They have done a couple collaborations with Drake's, and yeah. Now that you say that, I see it, obviously. I have a Drake sport coat that I got from the store in Manhattan. They had a sample sale, but there was, like, I actually got it tailored. There was something wrong with it. I got it for, like, $400.
That's
like
an incredible deal.
And I have this white jacket, an IMA Drake's collab with brown shearling on the neck that is fantastic. So I'm a huge fan of the brand Drake's. I actually should have known that. They call this a jumper,
yes,
right, is what it's called.
Yes, it's a British brand.
That is absolutely
awesome. I'm a huge fan of what they do. I am not in the price range of buying their sport coats, but it's very good stuff.
Well, you got to come to Manhattan and go to the sample sale and get
there
it for me up. I'm being sincere when I say this. I would love to ask you questions about every coaching hire, like all the minutiae of the league that I love and that you revel in and do a great job with. You've been very generous with your time. I really appreciate it. I would love to get you on the show in the future. Everybody check out the Athletic Football Show. Robert Mays here with us on You Better You Bet. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, more You Better You Bet on the other side here from Radio Row in San Francisco.
This is the week the entire NFL season builds to, and we've got everything you need to know. Super Bowl stories, news, and every angle that actually matters on Westwood One Sports and the Westwood One Sports app.
Navy Federal Credit Union can help you dominate debt with the Platinum Card. Transfer your credit card balance to the Platinum Card within your first 60 days and get a 0% intro APR for 12 months. Our members could save thousands of dollars over the promo period. Visit NavyFederal.org/platinum. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission.
Navy Federal is insured by NCUA. After the intro rate expires, variable APRs are 10.24% to 18% based on credit worthiness. Rates are subject to change. ATM fees for cash advances are up to $1 at non-Navy Federal ATMs. Offer ends 3/31/2026.
You still thinking job change in the new year?
Yeah, I need something that's in high demand and more stable in this economy.
IT?
Yeah, cybersecurity, maybe even AI.
That's what I did.
Really? How?
Went to My Computer Career. You don't need any prior experience, and you could start your new career in a matter of months. A lot of IT pros go to school there, too, to level up.
Sweet. Are classes online or on campus?
Both.
Wow, I'll check it out. Thanks.
Make this your year. Take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner.
Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
I've always wanted to learn French, but the app I tried didn't help.
If you want to memorize words in another language, there's an app for that. But if you want to really learn another language, there's Babbel. Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different. Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Babbel feels like it was created intentionally by people who really know what you need to learn another language. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Want to really learn another language? Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com to save up to 50%.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game-time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
591-32.
The mission of Paralyzed Veterans of America is clear. Accessibility. Veterans who have served and sacrificed the best of themselves deserve access to the best our country has to offer. Access to meaningful employment. Access to the veterans' benefits they've earned. Accessible homes and vehicles. And access to every part of their communities. With PVA staff working inside VA hospitals, no other veterans organization has provided more real-time, ongoing support for paralyzed veterans and their families. PVA is proud to serve veterans across all branches, all generations, and all conflicts. Our nation's heroes fought for your independence. Join PVA in fighting for theirs at pva.org.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-242-3186. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008, with hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-242-3186. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-242-3186.
Sponsored by Coast One Financial Group.
Let's head out to Media Row in San Francisco. This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos on Westwood One Sports, presented by BetMGM.
Great stuff with Robert Mays, host of the Athletic Football Show. Danny Parkins from Fox Sports going to join us in just a moment. But as you just heard, the show presented by BetMGM. And the biggest game of the year calls for a boost pack that's just as big. BetMGM rolling out the Big Game Boost Pack, giving you three different ways to boost the odds on your next big game bet. Here's how it works. First, log in and your Big Game Boost Pack going to be waiting for you. Next, add any big game bet to your bet slip and activate the boost token you want to use. And finally, if that bet hits with the token activated, you're getting extra winnings on top of your payout. So if you want to add a little more excitement to your big game action, who doesn't? Make sure you grab the Big Game Boost Pack from BetMGM so you can make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app today, and please gamble responsibly. Joining me now on the show in his weekly spot is my good friend Danny Parkins. First things first on Fox Sports 1 weekdays, 5 to 6 p.m. Eastern. Have you ever had to do in your esteemed career, Danny, on television or radio, a read as long as the one that I just did, which is four paragraphs? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Yeah, of course, man. I've sold it all. I've sold cars. I've sold mail enhancement when I was still in my 20s. I've done it all. All sorts of reads. It's someone, an executive once told me that we are just the programming between commercials. It really made you feel good about what we've chosen to do for a
while. Hey, listen, capitalism, baby. As long as we're getting a piece of the pie, I'm absolutely cool with it. All right, so you've sold a lot in your career. The most important sell job of your career comes right now. I need you to try, or not. I just need your honest opinion. I'm hoping that you're going to sell me on this. My new offensive coordinator of my favorite football team and my new play caller of my favorite football team is one of your former head coaches. Matt Nagy, former head coach of the Chicago Bears, is going to be calling the plays and running the offense for John Harbaugh and the New York Football Giants. Danny, would you like to sell me on why this is a good hire? Your opinions on Matt Nagy to my G-men.
Matt Nagy is a really good guy.
Oh, boy. We're in huge trouble if that's how we're starting.
Yeah. Matt Nagy, he's a genuinely like good person who on like the scale of like weirdo coaches is like, you're like, oh, man, are you actually normal? Like, that's weird. Patrick Mahomes swears by him. He made an incredible first impression in Chicago. You know, he wore George Halas's fedora. The first play call he ever had in his first game was the T formation and an homage, you know, to the original season with the Bears. He won a Coach of the Year award because Vic Fangio's defense got 36 takeaways. He ultimately failed at developing Mitch Trubisky. He tried to fit a square peg into a round hole. Like, he not, you know, really bend the mission to the troops. He tried to fit the troops to the mission. Because my biggest criticism of Matt Nagy was that he only worked under Andy Reid his whole career in Philly and Kansas City. Then he came to Chicago, and understandably, he tried to implement his Kansas City offense in Chicago. It didn't work because of talent, flexibility, Bears culture issues, a million reasons. And he didn't have a changeup. He didn't have a curveball. He didn't have a slider. And then when he got fired in Chicago, he went right back to Andy Reid. He should have gone and worked for Kevin O'Connell or Kyle Shanahan or Sean McVay and like learned a new trick, learned a new pitch. And so what would concern me here is John Harbaugh used to work for Andy Reid. And so he just, John Harbaugh didn't even need to call anyone in Chicago to get a recommendation on Matt Nagy because he could just call the one guy that they had both worked for. And I think that I would not be – the play calling is one thing. It's can he actually develop Jackson Dart and build an offense around his skill set? He'll say he will. He said he would in Chicago, but there wasn't a lot of evidence that he actually did. And so I am genuinely rooting for him because I think he's a nice guy and him and I had a pretty good relationship. And so I hope that he's learned that. And I've been told that some of the like intrinsic things that were just wrong with the Bears held him back. But, you know,
who knows if that's true, and hopefully he doesn't have that with the Giants and John Harbaugh. But will he be able to develop Jackson Dart is a bigger question to me than his competency as a play caller.
So the hire sucks.
Listen, man, I get what you're saying.
So it's because I think, like, you're really fair to him. You were really fair. And to be fair, I said yesterday, like, if Jackson Dart's awesome, and we don't know if he is or not, but if he is, like, none of this is going to matter, and he's going to get a head coaching job. So, like, it can go really well. I feel like it probably won't, and I feel like you probably feel like it won't, even if both of us are being very fair to the situation and to him.
Yeah, like, like I said, I would have loved the hire if he wasn't being hired away from Kansas City. Like, how much, like, you see him on the sideline, you see him talking to Reed, you see him talking to Mahomes, but we know that, like, at best, he's the third most important offensive person in that ecosystem, and that's, like, being pretty generous. And so now he's the first, or I guess second if you have Jackson Dart above him, and I just... What's the pelt on the wall that he has other than Andy Reid loves him and Patrick Mahomes golfs with him in the offseason? Like, what's the actual football pelt on the wall that he has? I struggle to point to it.
This is like when Cliff Kingsbury got the job in Arizona and the Cardinals press release said Kingsbury is friends with Sean McVay. This would be like Giants press release, like Matt Nagy golfs with Patrick Mahomes. Like, he's close to greatness, ergo, perhaps this will work now, calling plays for the Giants. It's unbelievable, man. You bet on this.
And I will say, Matt Nagy absolutely believes that he is an excellent play caller.
I just
don't have a lot of proof.
I want him to feel that way.
Yeah, I just don't have a lot of proof of concept of it, because I know that Andy Reid actually calls the plays, and I know that he wasn't in Chicago because the personnel wasn't good. So, like, he genuinely believes he's an excellent play caller. And if Jackson Dart's good, we'll get to find out.
This is like the Nick Young shot where he shoots the three and turns around and puts his hands up and it bricks off the rim. Hey, listen, irrational confidence is important, right? Fake it till you make it. You bet on this Wednesday live from Radio Row, Westwood One Sports. Nick Costos joined by my pal Danny Parkins. By the way, I was going to ask you about the Super Bowl. I just want to tell you, I think you've figured it out with the hair. I think, like, this is it.
Thank you.
I think you figured it out.
I think this should be it
moving forward. It looks good. We got tons of stuff coming up. Radio Row.
You're complimenting Robert Mays's sweater, my hair. This is where the football dorks come on national radio to get gassed up by a beautiful man.
The thing about, and at the end of that interview, I'm looking at, like, this is a great, it's like a different sweater. And I've got stuff from that brand that we talked about, as you just heard at the end of that interview with our mutual friend Robert Mays from the Athletic Football Show. Let's talk Super Bowl 60. Now, if you were a betting man, which I am, Seattle, 4.5, 45.5 the total at my show sponsor, BetMGM. Mr. Parkins, how are you planning on betting Super Bowl 60?
I bet it when the matchup was set at 3.5. I'm very proud to say that. I laid the 3.5 with Seattle. Mays's analogy, comp, I think what worries me is that it's becoming a little bit too prevalent, but I think they're better. Like, Drake May is better than Sam Darnold, but I think Seattle, top to bottom, if we did the top 10 players in the game, I think Seattle has 7 of them. If you do the top 20 players in the game, I think Seattle has, like, 13 of them. Like, I think they're better. And so, like, is Drake May better than Darnold? Of course. Is this a, is the Patriots defense better than any defense Seattle has seen in a while? Because they are significantly better than the Rams defense and the Niners defense. Like, I think that is definitely true. And Milton Williams, and Gonzalez and everybody at all three levels, I think the Patriots are playing their best defensive football of the year. Whereas Seattle, I think, is in line with, you know, the Texans, the Broncos, the Chargers. So the Patriots have been battle tested with really good defenses, and it's been a while for the Seahawks. So, like, those are some arguments on New England's side. But I think if this game is played 10 times, Seattle wins 7 of them. So I'm comfortable laying the points in that scenario.
All right. So, Danny, laying it with Seattle, which, by the way, is. I think the consensus here is that Seattle wins a really close game. So I actually think it's a contrarian opinion to say Seattle wins maybe a little comfortably and covers the spread. So Danny laying it with the Seahawks in like 30 seconds here. I'm guessing you don't have a bet on the total because I think you probably would have said it if you did. We're at 45 and a half right now. Do you lean one way or another on the total in like 30 seconds?
I think my small lean would actually be to the over, because I think New England's offense will be able, like, will look a little better than they have throughout the playoff run, both like mainly because of conditions in which the game is played, and Seattle's pass rush and defensive line is good, but not nearly as good as Houston or Denver's. And so I think New England will look better offensively than they've looked throughout this playoff run, but I think Seattle can put up 30 in this spot. So I do lean over, but I don't have a strong play on it right now.
All right, you're going to have to guess the answer to this question because you're not here. You've been in San Francisco, okay, but you're not going to know the answer to this. Now, you live in New York now, and you spend obviously a lot of time in Manhattan. Do you think, without being here, that the smell of marijuana in the air is more prevalent in San Francisco or in Midtown Manhattan, New York City, in 30 seconds?
I mean, my gut tells me it's Midtown Manhattan. Ooh. Because we are like, we're just a little bit more on top of each other here. And if you ride the subway at any point in your life, like, that's just about, I mean, you may as well be on a farm that's growing the stuff. So I would still guess, but based on the fact that you asked the question, yeah, are you saying that it's San Francisco?
Well, you know, your gut has obviously taken you to really great places in your life and your career. Unfortunately, here it's incorrect because all you have to do, if you want to get stoned, you just walk outside into fresh air and you feel like you're in a college dorm room, my friend. It is something else, man. It envelops you. It envelops you.
I'm booking a ticket right now. I was already jealous. I was already jealous. Unbelievable. Got to rub it in that I'm not there.
Oh, man, you're the best. Danny Parkins, First Things First, Fox Sports 1, on Twitter at Danny Parkins, on Instagram at Danny Parkins 1. Stay well, my friend. I'll talk to you soon.
See you, buddy. Enjoy the game. Good stuff.
Danny Parkins here on You Better You Bet. Scott Hansen, Nate Tice coming up next hour here live from Radio Row.
This is Westwood One Sports.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Okay, get this. Now at Wendy's, you get to go biggie with new biggie deals. That means going biggie with the $4 biggie bites, biggier with the $6 biggie bag, or biggiest with an $8 biggie bundle. So now you can choose and customize your biggie deal. As you should. Sorry, I get fired up when I'm talking deals. More biggie options so you can get more of what you really want at Wendy's.
Price and participation may vary.
Now gold. Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There is a tremendous price war in the term life industry. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-smoker can get $1 million of coverage for $75 per month level rate for 10 years, or a man age 50 non-smoker can obtain $500,000 coverage for a month premium of $110 level rate for 20 years. That's right, guaranteed level rate for 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At TermBusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for a new or replacement term life insurance, call TermBusters today for a quote at 1-800-908-7636. You're probably paying more than you should. Call 1-800-908-7636. Remember, 1-800-908-7636. Rate and availability may vary by state. Sample quotes based on preferred non-smoker. Underwriting and exam required. Call 1-800-908-7636 for details. Paid for by Robert Levenger Insurance Agent.
furnished by IntelliBrands.
Have you ever felt leg pain, restlessness, cramps, tingling, swelling, numbness, itchiness, or coldness? Then you need the new patented Legsercise Pro, a natural circulation booster that uses continuous automatic leg movement to soothe pain and promote healthy circulation the natural, drug-free way.
Using Legsercise made walking painless again.
Legsercise Pro's patented walking simulator propulsion technology moves your feet back and forth along its concave track, creating constant movement and flex at both the knee and ankle joints. It's like having a physical therapist right in your own home.
I have much less swelling and no more tingling.
Call right now and order your very own Legsercise Pro, the new proven automatic leg mover that soothes pain and naturally promotes healthy circulation. Call 800-555-1212. That's 800-555-1212. 800-555-1212 now.
These statements and products have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WFAN FM HD2 New York and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.